Go ahead, loud and clear.
Okay, Gordy, going from south to north on noontime, at least our noontime weather. Looks like there's a fairly strong mass of polar air moving from the southwest up towards Tierra del Fuego. It's mixed with some cloudiness that extends from that area all the way down to the Antarctic ice shelf, but it looked like some pretty good movement patterns from the southwest, northeast. No strong weather waves or cyclone development on that yet, although one may be picking up about halfway between Tierra del Fuego and the coast of Antarctica. The where the front, or at least the cloud masses, curve from a east-west direction to an almost due-south direction. Most of our South America still looks like pretty good weather. There is cloudiness along the Andean Ridge and also in the Amazon Basin, stretching from the eastern coast of South America on up about two-thirds of the way towards Central America. It doesn't look like frontal weather there. It's probably tropical convergence weather. Now, there is still this small, moderately developed cyclone pattern that's hanging pretty much over Buenos Aires now, I think, Uruguay and Buenos Aires. I think I mentioned that earlier in the day. And that still is there, and I suspect those folks are getting a fair amount of weather out of it.
Roger.
Except for scattered clouds, Central America and Mexico, for the most part, are clear. As is most of the Caribbean islands, Cuba and the others are all look like they're pretty good weather. There's a little clouds off, cloud pattern off to the east of those islands, but it doesn't look like any major weather in that area. The eastern half and midwest of the United States is completely cloud covered right now. However, the extending from Mexico through Sonora and up into Arizona and New Mexico and possibly as far north as Colorado is a clear band, but then there's more cloudiness to the north of that. Pacific regions west of the west coast of the United States is cloudy, at least west of Southern California. I cannot see Baja, so that cloudiness extends down south of into Baja California. I see no strong new frontal patterns, although I'm looking right across the limb of the earth now. There may be one that would be lying maybe across Northern California and into Colorado with a little clear area ahead of it, possibly in Kansas, but then into the solid bank of clouds that stretches from Brownsville, at least, clear up to, along the Gulf Coast, across the Panhandle of Florida, up the east coast, and on out past Nova Scotia, I'm sure. Florida is clear. The peninsular portion of Florida, it looks very clear, and some of the deep turquoise green waters to the south and southeast of that area are very obvious at this time.
Roger, Jack. I'm following along on a satellite weather picture here that's taken from about your same vantage point, and although nowhere near the detail that you're describing.
Have you seen today's analysis chart for the United States or North America?
No, I haven't. I just told Jack that the weathermen and a lot of other people around here too are following your weather reports with great interest.
Yeah, well, does that mean they're right or wrong?
You've got the better view by far.
That doesn't prove much. Okay, Gordy, I suspect that that's a pretty healthy front. I don't know, your weather must be cloudy and bad today, is that right?
It is. We get about a half mile viz and drizzly rain.
Okay, well, I suspect comparable weather extends all the way across the eastern United States. That looks like awful dense clouds, although there's no obvious frontal pattern. It just stretches from the Midwest to the East Coast. And also, there's no good indication of stratification of those clouds, as if they'd be fairly thick up to into the cirrus levels.
Roger, Jack.
Looks like Arizona, New Mexico, and northern Sonora probably have some one band of high cirrus, but other than that, probably a beautiful day out in that area. There's some transverse cloud patterns over the Mississippi, Alabama area. It suggests maybe that the jet stream may be just north of that region. But otherwise, there's no good indication of jet stream position right now.
Roger.